Well, the Singleton Art Prize, the process started a little while ago, but I have a feeling it's getting towards the sharper end of proceedings. Joining us as always to have a chat about it, Chris Levitt. Chris, how are we doing?
We're going well. So entries are now closed. We have all of those locked and loaded. We have about 500 artworks that will be on display this year. And we're fast approaching opening night.
That's an amazing collaboration, really. 500 people have gone to the trouble of creating a piece of art and they've sent that into you. So you've basically got them all ready to go on display.
We haven't received the artworks yet. They'll arrive the week of setup, but yes, all of the entries are booked in. So they're starting to gradually filter in and we'll be ready to open on the 22nd of July.
So now it must be some fairly busy work for you to get the display all ready to go.
It is indeed. So it's a fairly compressed week prior to opening down at the Singleton Civic Centre as we get all of the display frames up and all of the artworks hung.
Chris, are you going to be able to get everybody on display at the same time or is it like a rotation? How does it work?
Fortunately, due to the size of the hall, we are actually able to display that number of paintings in the same exhibition. So unless they're particularly oversized or particularly heavy, we should be able to display all of the entries.
And so as far as the prizes are concerned, what are they all competing for?
So there's a total prize pool just shy of $20,000, which is spread across all of the different sections with a first and second prize in each category, as well as an overall winner and an acquisitive prize.
What's that?
And the artwork that is selected for the acquisitive prize becomes part of what is known as the Singleton Collection, which is a collection of about 100 artworks that have been compiled over the 40 years of the art prize and are actually belong to the people of Singleton and Ooh. Is in the care of the Singleton Council.
So that's quite prestigious. Does that mean that the artwork, that piece of art essentially gets purchased by the council? Off from the owner or the artist?
Yeah, so the art prize awards the artist with the prize money
yep.
and we acquire that artwork and donate it to the collection.
And all of the other pieces of art that are on display are then able for art lovers from around the valley to be able to purchase at their whim?
They can, absolutely.
And that can be done at any time. Like when you walk into the display, you can say, I like that bowl of fruit. I think I'd like to put in an offer for it.
You absolutely can. That's right.
Not that it necessarily has to be a bowl of fruit. It could be a beautiful landscape, for example.
We have quite a variety. So we have a traditional section, which is typically landscapes or paintings that are done in traditional mediums like oils and acrylics. We have a watercolour section that's always very popular, particularly with some interesting landscapes. We have a contemporary section. I can't even begin to describe what we get in contemporary.
Yes.
It covers a wide gamut. We have sections devoted for still life and flowers, which tend to be a lot more traditional in their technique and their materials used. And then we also have the local section, which is open to artists in the Singleton LGA. And we get quite a variety in that section as well, which is a wonderful opportunity for local artists to really mix it with the big boys.
So you're saying that everything goes on display from the 22nd. This is when it all opens. When does all the judging happen? When do we hear about the awards?
Yes. So the judging happens during the day on the 22nd. Then we open officially for doors at 6 p.m. on Friday the 22nd of July and the winners are announced on that night and then the exhibition is open during the day from the Saturday through to the following Tuesday.
Okay, so that's the big red carpet affair on the evening of the 22nd.
That's correct and bookings are much desired and people can book their tickets through our website, which is singletonartprize.org.
The
link is on the homepage.
Make sure you do it. Make sure you get down there and see all these wonderful artists and the work that they've created for the Singleton Art Prize. Chris, we will speak again, probably to talk more about the awards sometime closer or on or about the 22nd of July. Thank you very much, as always, for the update.
Thanks, Andrew.